Our third story now. Iran's deputy foreign minister says safeguarding the rights of the Iranian nation is Tehran's red line in the talks of its nuclear energy program. Abbas Araghchi, who is also a senior nuclear negotiator, rejected the calls to limit the power of the Arak heavy water reactor from 40 megawatts to 10, calling them ludicrous. He described uranium enrichment as one of the country's nuclear rights, which must be respected. The senior Iranian diplomat also noted that no power is capable of limiting the scientific advances of Iran's nuclear program. Commenting on the latest round of talks between Tehran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, Araghchi said the nuclear negotiations are tough but are moving on the right track. He also stated that a final deal can be reached if the other side shows goodwill and adopts a realistic attitude. For more on this, Press TV's newsroom director Hamid Hossein Mohdi joins me. Mr. Mohdi, first of all, how do you interpret the failure of the two sides to reach any tangible result in their latest round of talks in Vienna?
Well, nobody expected this specific round of talks in Vienna to produce any tangible, concrete results, if you will. These are ongoing negotiations. The two sides are working on a draft agreement that is called the Comprehensive Deal between Iran and the P5+1. And the negotiations are ongoing. They are working out each and every aspect of the Comprehensive Deal. Both sides are in a business-type atmosphere. They're trying to get the maximum out of the deal. Iran says we are ready for being more transparent. Iran has said all along that it is being transparent, trying to show to the International Atomic Energy Agency and to the P5+1 and the international community that it is not seeking weapons, trying to prove that. And Iran wants the other side to negotiate in good faith as well. So the talks are very serious at this phase. This is the most important stage in the negotiations. And if you've noticed, Iran is not talking about the red lines. Iran was not talking about red lines before. Iran says in the talks and in the comprehensive deal that we have ahead of us, we're not going to stop R&D. We're not going to limit the power of the Arak heavy water reactor. Iran says Arak will remain a heavy water facility. Iran says that the scale of enrichment is something that Iran determines. Iran says how much enriched uranium we need, not the other side. And it's very important because enrichment has been a stumbling block, and now it seems that the Western side, and particularly the United States, has realized that it cannot take the enrichment right away from the Iranian nation. At the same time, Iran says that the sanctions will have to be lifted altogether. Iran is not going to accept the gradual lifting of the sanctions. And Iran says if we are being more transparent, if we are doing what we are supposed to do under international law, you are also supposed to lift your illegal sanctions that you have imposed against the Iranian nation. The Arak heavy water reactor, the point in question over here is the fact that there are legitimate concerns and there are also illegitimate concerns. The legitimate concerns are why Iran needs plutonium, why Iran needs a heavy water reactor. The illegitimate ones are the ones that are not just buying Iran's argument. Iran says that we need heavy water reactor for medical isotopes. Radioisotopes that we need for our 1 million strong cancer patient community. We have built, we have produced radioisotopes for those people. And these are the things that the radiotherapy that Iran is now leading in the Middle East in this sector, as well as is one of the best in the world. Iran says that you haven't provided us with those medicines, and now we are producing them ourselves. So that's why we need a heavy water reactor, and it is a red line for us. We're not gonna just give up that right to having a heavy water reactor. We are going to allay the concerns. We are going to put it under surveillance. We are ready to assure you that it's not gonna be used for military purposes. At the same time, Iran says we're not gonna give up our right to have a heavy water reactor.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Press TV's newsroom director, Hamid Hossein Mohdi. Thanks for your thoughts there.